Fred Film Radio from the 76th Venice International Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Nicola Comati here, the 76th edition of the Venice Film Festival. And today I'm very pleased to be joined by Anastasia Mikova and Yann Arthus-Bertrand. Welcome. Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
In English, sorry.
Don't worry. We can mix. If it's little answers, we can still mix. You're here, guys, with Woman, this unbelievably inspiring project that you've been doing, I'm sure, for a very long time. We're talking about so many characters involved that there's no way around it. Every single character still touches you because you can see so much of yourself into this. Very simple question, maybe very long question. I don't care. You can talk as much as you want. How everything started. So you that you decided to do this project together and you embarked on this, and how actually it unraveled and it developed.
When we finished Human, the movie, it was evident for us we have to do a movie on Woman. It was something very, I have to do it, you know, and it's why I asked Anastasia, I work with Anastasia for a long time, for now close to 15 years, to be with me and to be in charge of the movie with me, because she's a woman and she will tell you more than me what a feeling to do this film.
So yes, actually what happened is that when we were filming Human, our previous project, in which we had men, women, children from all around the world, what would happen is that a man would be proud in front of the camera to share his story, to say what he has been through, what is his experience. Whereas for a woman, first of all, they would be like quite suspicious. Why are you asking me all of these intimate questions? Why are you going so deep? But then, once they were in front of the camera, for many, many women, it was as if they have been waiting for this moment their whole life, as if everything they have kept inside for so many years would be released. Mm. And finally, there was someone there to listen to their story and to tell them their story is important. And this is when we felt that, okay, the moment has come. Women are ready to talk, but most of all, women want to be heard. Mm. And this moment, it was 2 years before the Weinstein affair. It was 2 years before the Me Too movement. So it's not to say that we were there before. It's just to say that it was already in the air. Yeah. Women needed that window. And this is just what we wanted to create, to give them that window to be heard. And this, I hope, what will happen here at this incredible festival, that internationally they will be heard and they will be respected.
But in addition to this, do you think there was also, I mean, from your way, your modus operandi, your way of making this, in order to achieve that sensitivity and that intimacy between each single character, you know, we have this sort of constant conversation, but I think it takes time, you know, it takes really a lot of time. But we, you know, the numbers and the people involved is so big. So I just really wonder how you decided and how you proceeded into, you know, trying to, of course, to find the right character, the right face, the right voice and the right story. But it was just like, you know, this sort of bulimic assemblage of people. And then into the editing process, you managed to create this oniric sense.
So what happens, the way we work, it's true that we have interviewed 2,000 women in 50 different countries, and we have filmed more than 3,000 other women just expressing their emotions also in 50 different countries. So on overall, let's say 5,000 women in front of the camera is huge. And then we finish up with a film which is 1 hour 45 and 100 women talking. So the most frustrating moment is the editing, obviously, because then you have to cut, and you don't want to cut, because all of these stories are amazing and all of them could exist. And so it took us more than 10 months to make the editing, which is very long for a film. And we had two editors, both of them are women, to work with us and to try and understand, okay, so what are the most important stories we want to share? And what would happen also is that you have to understand that all of the stories are unique, but then they would be unique in the way they're told, but on what they are saying, on the deep meaning, a lot of stories are similar. A woman who was through violence in her couple, well, she would speak for many, many other women who have been through that. And if she's already in the film, she represents all of these women. So this is what we try to do, to find the right women to represent hundreds of others. But also, a woman, the film, is just, let's say, in the center of a galaxy, because we will make a a book, there is social media, there is an exhibition that we're working on now, and so many, many other women who are not in the film will exist in a way in the woman galaxy and in the woman project, because for us it's also crucial, given the trust and the confidence they gave us, that they see themselves and that they will feel proud to be part of that project.
Let's also remind the NGO as well, of course, Women's, that it was part of everything. So that is.
Yes, we have made an association named Women's, and we because the movie, we have some mecenas sponsor for the movie, so the movie has not to make money. So all the money coming from the movie will be in this association to help young girls who want to be journalists or to work on the cinema business, on the cinema, you know, industry. So it's really, we try to... I think we need the voice of the woman from the journalist and from the cinema. So that's why we have done this in this association. And I want to say also, we try to faire la première, you know, the 8th of March, mm-hmm. to try for the to faire une sortie mondiale. How do you say in English, sortie mondiale?
A worldwide release
on the 8th of March on the world. And we try also to, we can give the money, the film free for all the NGO, all for university, you know, for state to be a public screening. So it's, we are very ambitious on this movie, I have to say. And see, sometimes in your life you do things that are more than you. You know, this kind of movie, we have very humility and modesty in what all the woman gave to us, because this woman, the courage of this woman makes the film. We are not making the film, they do the film themselves, and we have to I know that very deeply. Voilà.
And I'm honored that you're here, and you can watch it. So we start from Venice, and then the 8th of March, the whole world can actually see this beautiful film. Thank you so much. Thank you for being with us here.
Thank you.
Woman, again, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.